弟兄姊妹，我上次交通道从读圣经当中摸着属灵的实际。
Brothers and sisters, I shared last time from reading the Bible that we touch spiritual reality.
在读圣经的里面呢，读圣经的过程当中，我们不要只是看重这些字句的表面。
In the process of reading the Bible, we do not just emphasize on the words.
然后我们心中有个渴慕呢，我们借着主的话，我们能够亲自的碰见他。
That we have a desire in our heart that through His word we can touch Him, we can meet Him.
然后借着主的话语，圣灵在我们里面做提醒、做鼓舞的工作。
That through His word, that the Holy Spirit will encourage us.
然后经过读圣经，我们发现我们身上生命有改变。
That through reading the Bible, that our life there is a change.
然后彼此之间呢，我发现因着我们改变，弟兄姊妹也得到益处。
That amongst it, because of our change, brothers and sisters will gain from that.
所以我的目的并没有提供所谓的读圣经的方法。
My purpose is not the method of reading the Bible.
乃是说，当我们借着这个读圣经这件事情呢，好像你摸到一点，有些东西是有。真的东西在那里。
But through reading the Bible, you touch something that is real.
所以那个是我的目的。
That was my purpose.
然后我今天的主要提的就是借着比较团体聚会方面来摸着属灵的实际。
Today I want to share that through this corporate meeting together to touch spiritual reality.
对，其实刚才唱诗唱到那个一生一世要赞美主。
We sang that we'll praise the Lord, we'll bless the Lord all of our life.
然后我看到弟兄姊妹，我们有一批人哈，能够从心里面真的唱出来，我一生一世要做个赞美主的器皿。
That brothers and sisters, that we'll have a group of people that all of lives we will be a vessel to sing praise of our Lord.
然后我想我们心中实在是欢喜快乐。
We rejoice in our hearts.
因为主也欢喜快乐。
Because our Lord is rejoicing.
所以那个时候我就在想，我可不可以不要讲今天讲。
And at that time, I was wondering if I can change my topic today.
对，因为我要讲的是在聚会当中摸着主属灵的实际，但是呢，这也牵涉到我们里面属灵的空洞。
I want to speak about doing meetings to touch spiritual reality, but also that it also speaks of our spiritual
emptiness. 所以这个跟我们伯弟兄讲到那个荒凉是有关系的。
It has to do with what our brother Bo has shared on desolation.
但不管怎么样，我们继续在主的面前呢，一同的往前长进。
No matter what, we will continue to grow in our Lord.
我们有一点开头祷告。
We have a little word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主啊，直到这个末了，你仍然没有放弃我们。
You have not forsaken us at the very end.
照着你不舍的爱，主啊，你继续的挽回我们这些贫穷的人。
With your love that will not let us go, you continue to call us back.
你真是用无限的耐心，主要在那边牵引我们。
That you use limitless patience that you hold us.
因此我们再次把这个时间交在你的手中。
So Lord, we put this time into your hands.
好像我们在这个地上，主要能够越多越多的摸着你的自己。
That on this earth, the more we can touch yourself.
主要不叫我们变成一批荒凉的人。
We do not want to be a people that living in desolation.
叫我们成为一批主要从心里真实的感谢赞美你的人。
That will be a group of people from our hearts. We truly thank and praise you.
这一批主要能够尊你为大，主要你在我们当中没有任何拦阻掌权的一批人。
That Lord, that you reign among us.
因此我们把这段时间，我们再次感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for this time.
交托在你手中，祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We commit this time to you in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen. 好，那个我今天的这个目的呢，希望弟兄姊妹能够对那个荒凉或是空洞的感觉，空洞这个事情有一点感觉。
I want to have brothers and sisters have this sense of desolation and also of this emptiness.
所以当伯弟兄讲到从属灵的这个荒凉的世代呢，讲到得胜者。
Brother Paul shared about this generation of spiritual desolation. He speaks about also of the overcomers.
所以我们就要有个感觉，如果你根本不觉得荒凉的话， 它整个信息呢对你来讲就不太关控痛痒。
we have to have this sense. If we do not feel that we are in desolation, then this message has nothing to do with us.
因为你根本不觉得荒凉。
Because you do not feel that you are in desolation.
那这些信息是不是对我们本身有直接的关系呢？你感觉没有。
Then do these messages have anything to do with us? You do not sense that.
所以我希望今天能够试着我们能够把我们的眼光能够更多打开。
So today we can try to open our sight up.
然后能够看见我们自己还有我们聚会当中那个真实的光景。
To see ourselves and the true state of our gathering together.
在那个我们的主呢除了个人的恩典之外呢还有团体的恩典。
Besides individual grace, the Lord has corporate grace.
也就是说在我们个人祷告里面我们主实在是与我们同在。
That when we pray, the Lord is with us.
但是很多时候你发现有一段圣经不懂呢你必须要在聚会当中主好像点醒我们。
But many times we find that if we do not understand a passage in the Bible, the Lord will show to us in a meeting.
有些事情一个人祷告好像主一直没有答应。
Some things when you pray alone, the Lord did not answer you.
当团体一起聚在主面前祷告倾心吐意的时候主在那里做事。
But when corporately we pray together, the Lord worked.
所以主很喜欢有一个团体在他面前祈求然后他把团体的恩典赐给我们。
The Lord is pleased when we pray together and he gives us corporate grace.
然后那个教会呢是什么时候开始的呢？
When did the church begin?
它是从主耶稣升天之后有一批人在地上祷告。
When the Lord ascended to the heaven and there was a group of people praying on earth.
然后120个人在一个小楼上祷告。
120.
然后祷告一段时间之后呢在五旬节那天呢那个教会在那边开始形成。
And on the day of Pentecost, the church was born.
他们被浸成一个身子。
They were baptized into a body.
所以你发现那个教会呢，是从聚会开始的。
That the church is from meeting together.
然后什么叫做教会呢？
What is the church?
教会的那个字的意思呢，就是说神呼召出来聚在一起的那批人。
The meaning of church is the Lord has called these people to gather together.
也就是说，我们本来都是活在世上。
And we are living on this earth.
然后我们有我们的价值观，有我们这个追求的方向目标。
We have our own values and our pursuits.
但主把我们从当中呼召出来。
But the Lord has called us from all these.
啊，呼召出来之后，当我们聚在一起的时候，那个叫教会。
And He calls us out and He gathered us together, and that is the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们常常在这边聚会。
Brothers and sisters, we often gather here.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹愿意来到。主的面前一同聚会。
We thank the Lord that brothers and sisters are willing to come together to meet before the Lord.
所以我在想哈，就是我们要聚的话呢，就聚的有价值。
So I think that when we are going to meet together, we have to have value in our meeting.
所以以前我们弟兄讲到一个词叫做浪费恩典。
Brothers speak of a word expression saying you waste the grace.
就是每一次聚会呢，都在主面前领受他的恩典。
That every meeting you get grace from the Lord, you receive grace from the Lord.
但如果是随便聚聚的话，那感觉上像浪费恩典。
But if you gather carelessly, then as if you're wasting grace.
然后这是伯丁用的一个词更强烈一点。
And Brother Ward used another word.
他说是糟蹋。
A stronger word.
糟蹋也是 waste. No, no.
like waste or trample trash.
Okay.
Trample upon.
所以把这个恩典根本就是已经摆在那边，根本就把它糟蹋掉。
And you waste your grace away.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要聚的话，就聚好好聚。
Brothers and sisters, if we gather, we come and gather together.
然后在聚会当中，我们带进属灵的实际呢，好叫在主面前这些聚集是有价值的。
That during meeting we bring in spiritual reality that these will be of value to the Lord.
当主在这边，当主满意的时候呢，你就发现这个就有价值。
When the Lord is here and the Lord is satisfied and there is value in it.
以前我读前面弟兄交通到主日这个题目的时候
，When brothers before us shared about this Lord's Day，
主日就是礼拜天，就是今天。
It's Sunday. It's today.
就是每周的七日的第一日。
The first day of the week.
所以他弟兄有个想法。
Our brother has a thought.
他说我们每周不是七天吗
？There's 7 days in a week.
如果在这个主日这一天呢，我们好好的活在主的面前。
If on the Lord's Day we live before the Lord。
就算你只有主日这一天，就但是低标准了，就主日这一天好好活在主的面前。
It's like a low standard. If just today, the Lord say we live before the Lord.
啊，等你我想大家都年轻，这个 等你这个信主三十五年。
Maybe 30 years after you have come to.
35。
哦 ，35 years after you have come to the Lord.
除以七以后就是还有五年。
So you divide by seven, you still have 5 years.
也就三十五年里面呢，你有五年的时间是结结实实的活在主的面前。
So in those 35 years, you have 5 years that you have lived before the Lord.
哦，我觉得感觉也挺好的。
It's pretty good feeling.
给我们这些鼓励呢，就是说，当我们到主面前，哎呀，还是有一段时间我们是结结实实的算着数的。
And it encourages us that truly that before when we come before the Lord, we have at least that 5 years that we live before the Lord.
所以我想我的意思是说，我们有个渴慕的心呢，我们聚会呢，就好好在主面前聚的有价值。
That we have this desire to meet to have a value to the Lord.
我们请翻一下圣经。
We'll turn to the Bible.
以赛亚书二十九章。
Isaiah chapter 29.
以赛亚书二十九章第一跟二节。
Verses 1 and 2。
哎，以赛亚书二十九章一跟二。哎，雅利以勒，雅利以勒，大卫安营的城，任凭你年上加年，节期照常周流，我终必使雅利以勒困难，他必悲伤哀嚎。我却仍以他为雅利伊勒。
Area the city where David once camped. At year to year, observe your feast and schedule. I will bring distress to area, and she will be a city of lamenting and mourning, and she will be like an area to me.
这个雅利伊勒就是耶路撒冷。
This area is Jerusalem.
这个耶路撒冷呢，好像哎呀，你这个每年上加年，就是每年就是一年一年的过去。
And year after year.
然后那个节期照常周流，就是你每次过这些节日啊，这些也许祝棚节这些节呢，你就一直在那边过这些节。
You go through all the feasts.
好像你表面上这些事情都一直在过，一直在做。
As if you have observed all those feasts on the surface.
可是主在这边却说，他们要悲伤哀嚎。
But the Lord says here that they'll be lamenting and mourning.
然后第十节
Verse 10,
因为耶和华将沉睡的灵浇灌你们，封闭你们的眼，蒙盖你们的头，你们的眼就是先知，你们头就是先见。
For the Lord has poured over you a spirit of deep sleep. He has shut your eyes, the prophets, and he has covered your heads, the seers.
然后十一节他说，我就不念了，他说末世交给人，他说念不出来，因为被封住了。
Verse 11 speaks about the reading that at the end, but it has been covered, sealed.
也就是说，这些人好像表面上是照常。
On the surface, it seemed like the same. They do the same thing.
年复一年。
Year to year.
然后一直在做着相同的事情。
They do the same thing.
可是主却在这边责备他们。
But yet the Lord is rebuking them here.
而且说他们对于神的话呢，根本是封住不懂。
That to them, the word of the Lord has been sealed and they do not understand.
那为什么呢?
But why?
十三节。
Verse 13.
主说，因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们敬畏我，不过是领受人的吩咐。
Then the Lord said, because this people draw near with their words and honor me with their lip service, but they remove their hearts far from me, and their reverence for me consists of tradition learned by rote.
为什么？因为这些人表面嘴巴是说是在好像尊敬神。
Because surfacely they were saying that they have reverence for the Lord.
可是他们的心里面却其实已经空掉了。
But their hearts is empty.
根本就是跟主是远离的。
They removed their hearts from him.
所以表面上好像一直在做相同的事情，但是实际上却是空掉了。
On the outside they're doing the same thing, but in reality it's hollow.
结果到了主耶稣的那个时代。
So when it reached the time of the Lord,
也发生同样的事情。
It's the same thing.
在马太福音十五章。
In Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音十五章，我们就念第七跟第八。
Verses 7 and 8.
七到九节，对不起。
7 to 9.
马太福音十五章七到九，假冒为善的人啊，以赛亚指着你们说的预言是不错的。他说这百姓又准存尊敬我。心却远离我，他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。
you hypocrites, well, the Isaiah prophecy of you saying, this people draw not unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, but in vain they do worship, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.
所以在那个神把以色列人呢带离埃及，
so the Lord brought Israelites out of Egypt,
然后带到了迦南美地，
into the land of Canaan,
然后借着大卫呢恢复了很多的敬拜，
and through David recovered the worship,
他也设立了这些赞美感谢的人，
and he set those to for praise,
到了他儿子所罗门的时候就把那个圣殿把它盖起来了，
during the times of Solomon they built the temple,
但是经过一段时间之后，
after a while,
好，本来原初的时候是那个当圣殿建起来那个主的那个荣光那个满意啊是充满在那个圣殿里面，
when the temple was built the glory of the Lord filled the place,
哎，可是很可惜当我们读到以赛亚书那个时候，
but when we read to Isaiah,
你会发现整个圣殿虽然表面上都在做同样的事情，
outwardly they are doing the same thing,
他们口中尊敬神，但是里面却已经远离主。
They have reverence for the Lord on the outside, but they lost that in the, on the inside.
你会发现有一个事情在发生，就是他们里面呢慢慢被打被空掉。
You see one thing that inwardly it's been empty out.
然后在那个主耶稣那个年代也是这样子。
During the time when Jesus was on earth, it was the same.
好像那个圣那时候圣殿其实更宏伟。
At that time, the temple was even of greater majesty.
他那个很多那个石头很大，这个美丽的石头在那里。
With beautiful rocks.
那非常的壮观的。
It was very grand.
但是主耶稣一看的时候呢，他说：“你们这些人呢，嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。”
But when the Lord saw it, he said, "You pay lip service, then you're far from me. You have removed your heart far from me."
所以弟兄姊妹，我想今天啊，我有一个盼望，就是希望我们有一个眼光。
I hope that we have the sight.
我们那个眼光能够穿透一个表面的现象，能够看到里面真实的光景。
We can see through the outward and see out the real inside condition.
我常跟如果有朋友的话，我会跟他们交通说，我在信主前呢，我对虚空这件事情感受特别深刻。
I tell the friends I have very deep impression of this emptiness.
那我觉得这个人生这个走。整个人生的路呢，走到最后结果好像没有什么太大的意义。
That is whole life. Maybe when you go to the end, there's no meaning in it.
你在那边努力，但是最后你进了坟墓，好像一切都是虚空。
You strive all your whole life, but when you enter into a tomb, there's nothing. It's empty.
所以我很感谢主能够拯救我。
I thank the Lord that He saved me.
能够脱离那样的一个人生那种这么浩大的一个这么巨大的一个虚空。
And deliver me from this empty life.
然后我们今天已经被主带领出来进到了迦南美地。
The Lord has brought us out and entered into the land of Canaan.
那如果我们还是活在这个虚空里面，那不是太可惜了？
If we still live in this emptiness, what a waste that would be.
如果我们还是在那个荒凉的光景里面，是表面在做一些事情，在里面是空的，那真的太可惜了。
If you only do things on the outside and the inside is hollow, then it's a waste.
所以我们得救之后是否被主建立起来？
When after we have come to the Lord, have we been built up?
是否我们里面有那个真实对主的那个爱慕的实际？
Do we have that reality of that true love, the desire?
这是我们今天要在主面前能够被他光照。
We have to be enlightened by the Lord.
那个伯弟兄他用了一个很有意思的一个图画。
Brother Bord have an illustration.
他是用那个鸡蛋啊。
The egg.
鸡蛋，他说那个把那个鸡蛋。它是什么？它怎么？它是吸一下就把里面东西都吸掉。
You can poke holes and suck everything inside.
然后有一种蛋呢，就是那个吸掉之后只剩下空壳子，里面却没有精华，精华没有在里面。
And the egg, everything is sucked out and just left a hollow shell.
然后我自己是常常是用一个空空的棚子，好像作为我心中的图画。
For myself, I use like a tent, an empty tent.
对，如果一个基督徒一个光景是空空的。
If for a Christian, the condition is kind of hollow.
我看起来就很像一个在走路的一个空的棚子。
I'm like a empty tent walking around.
只是有一个罩遮罩在那边，但是里面却没有内容。
There's a covering in outwardly, but there's no meaning in there.
那聚会也是如此。
And the same for our meeting.
如果只是一个外面有一个表象，但里面没有那个真正的实质的话，我看起来也像是一个空的棚子。
If we only have what is on the outside and we don't have real things inside, then it's an empty tent.
所以我希望这件事情啊，其实是正面的，不是负面的。
I hope this is a positive thing and not a negative.
因为当我们能够看见的时候呢，你发现我们就会向主呼求，主就会在我们身上做恢复的工作。
Because when we can see, then the Lord will recover.
他要把我们脱离那个空洞的光景。
He will deliver us from that condition of hollowness.
好像他自己的丰盛呢，能够充满在我们的当中。
That his abundance can fill us.
所以我们也不要怕责备。
So do not be afraid that you have been rebuked.
我们都不喜欢被人责备。
We do not like to be rebuked.
但是弟兄姊妹，你要想想那个，如果你去看先知书。
But brothers and sisters, look at the prophets.
我没有去做过统计啊。
I have not do a statistic.
对，他恐怕超过，对不起，超过一半以上都是责备的话。
Probably more than half of the books of the prophets are on rebuke.
然后刚刚那个主耶稣在那边讲以那个法利赛人的时候，
when Jesus was talking about the Pharisees,
他根本就是直接责备的话。
He was rebuking them.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要怕责备。
Do not be afraid to be rebuked.
主也一直在做这个事情。
The Lord is continuing this work.
所以每一次有空洞的情况，主的做法呢，就是用责备的方法。
When there is a condition of hollowness, then the Lord will rebuke us.
好像人能够苏醒过来，对，我今天真的是这样。
They will be awakened and see our true condition.
所以我们今天一定要避免我们在聚会当中被空洞的一个情况。
We have to avoid being like a hollow some condition.
对，不要以参加聚会为满足而已。
Do not be satisfied with just coming to the meeting.
你知道吗？有的我们年轻人哈，年轻人，我们年轻人跟年长的都有问题。
Young people and older ones alike, we have our problems.
年轻人也许他对知识很有兴趣，想要多知道。
Young people, they want to know about knowledge.
但有时候缺少一个要主的心。
But they lack the desire, the heart for the Lord.
那也许就慢慢多知道一些圣经知识，但里面那个对主的那个碰见。非常的缺乏。
Maybe they know a lot of the knowledge, but it's very lacking in having the desire for the Lord.
然后我们这种老一点的也有危险。
For us older ones, we have the same trouble, also have trouble.
然后我们听太多道了，听了十几二十年，已经听了几百堂了。
There is also a danger because we have heard hundreds and hundreds of messages.
我们觉得都听过了。
We regard that we have already heard a lot.
那我们就有一个假象。
That we have this fake.
我以为听到的就是我有的。
We have this the kind of fake thing that we thought, you know, what we have listened is what we have already gained.
所以我们称作这种情况叫做老油条。
It's like you experience and know it all.
对，老油条。OK， OK， 但是有时候年轻人如果也以为他都懂了。
But if the young ones feel that they have know all.
那我要恭喜你，你已经直接跳级变成老油条。
I want to congratulate you because you regard yourself as experienced.
所以弟兄姊妹，我每一次在主面前有点话语的服侍。
Brothers and sisters, every time I have this, I'm serving in this word.
我都有一个祷告。
Have a prayer.
我说主啊，我实在承认我是一个贫穷的人。
I admit to you that I confess that I'm one that's poor.
对，我对你的认识实在是非常的欠缺。
I lack in the knowledge of yourself.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要有这样一个态度。
Brothers and sisters, we have to have this attitude.
免得我们有一个外壳，但是里面却是空的。
Lest we have this outward, this empty shell, and inside is hollow.
我们要需要常常有活泼的启示。
We have to have lively revelation.
活泼的得着。
And lively gain.
要不然我们那个慢慢里面有的东西慢慢就流掉。
If not, what we have inside will be drained away.
我记得那个，我刚刚信主那几年。
The first few years when I came to the Lord.
也许我们有一些弟兄姊妹还算是比较认真一点。
There are some brothers and sisters who are more serious.
然后有一次另外一个认真的弟兄就跟我讲。
Another brother who's serious, he talked to me.
他说伟修，你这个信主啊，这个对属灵的事情糊里糊涂的。
He said, "Wei Xiu, you believe the Lord, but to the Lord's things, you are kind of confused."
没关系。那个，然后你好像也没什么，最近也没什么进步。
Like you don't have any progress.
他说我呢，就是我以前呢得着蛮多的。
In the past, I've gained a lot.
但最近呢，我都在吃纯粮。
Recently, I'm just eating.
反正 old food 就是 stored food.
Oh, stored food. Okay, stored food.
就是说他没有新鲜的粮食进来。
That he doesn't have fresh food.
他把以前存的那慢慢吃吃。
He eat all that was stored up from previously.
所以他说我也没怎么进步。
But he said that I have not made any progress.
所以就我们是半斤八两。
So we are about the same.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要有活泼的领受。
Brothers and sisters, we have to have lively.
你不能把以前耶利哥那个约柜绕城七天得胜的经历。
You cannot use that overcome that victory from circling around Jericho.
然后用到后面别的战争，用那个就不 work， 就不行。
And you want to use it in the next future battles? That is impossible.
所以我们要一直一直不断的在主面前有新鲜活泼的领受。
We have to have fresh, lively receiving from the Lord.
我那个我们再看。我们看几处圣经哈。
We'll read some Bible passages.
那个马可福音十一章十一节。
Mark chapter 11 verse 11.
马可福音十一章十一节。
Mark 11:11.
耶稣进了耶路撒冷，入了圣殿，周围看了各样物件。天色已晚，就和十二个门徒出城往伯大尼去了。
And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked around about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12.
记得哈，主耶稣进了耶路撒冷，看了各样的物件，但他没有留在耶路撒冷，就出城往伯大尼。
See that Jesus entered into Jerusalem and he looked and into the temple. He looked around, but he didn't stay there, but he went toward Bethany.
然后再看马太福音十八章二十节。
Matthew 18, verse 20.
马太福音十八章二十节。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 20.
因为无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
所以这边是主耶稣他看一个聚会的眼光。
So this is how the Lord Jesus looked at a gathering, a meeting.
所以当他看他在耶路撒冷的时候，他仔细观看各样的物件。
When Jerusalem, he was looking around at all things.
他那个圣殿看来看去，看来看去，他仔细观察。
In the temple, he looked and around.
他用他的整个眼光透视，看今天那时候那个圣殿耶路撒冷的光景。
He was looking through that temple, the condition in Jerusalem.
他觉得不能留在那。
He felt he could not stay in Jerusalem.
他觉得在那里面得不到真正的敬拜和安息。
He could not.Have that true worship and rest.
所以他宁愿去一个小地方叫做伯大尼。
So he would rather go to a little place called Bethany.
在伯大尼里面只有三个人。
And that Bethany, there was just three people there.
马大、玛利亚、拉撒路。
Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
可是主耶稣每一个晚上都一定要去他们家住。
But every night the Lord stayed with them.
所以我们就想说，耶路撒冷本来应该是神的家。
Jerusalem.Should have been the house of God.
是在那个当中，就是为着神所建的。
It's built for the Lord.
但主耶稣今天有感觉，他觉得他留住不下来。
But the Lord felt that he could not stay there.
但是他觉得在那个三个姐弟的家里面呢，他得到真正的那个安息。
But among the three there, he could have that true rest.
所以你发现，在哪里有属灵的实际呢？主耶稣他就去哪里。
You see that where there is spiritual reality, the Lord goes to there.
然后在那个当他看的时候，他说两三个人奉我的名聚集的时候呢，我就在他们中间。
He said where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
然后主耶稣没有要求什么富丽堂皇的教堂，没有。
He didn't ask for a grand building.
他没有说哦，这边要有什么各样的繁复的仪式
，some elaborate rituals。
他就说有两三个人好像尊主的名为大的话，他就愿意在中间。
That only two or three will gather in his name。
所以 以前我有机会去参加一个天主教的结婚仪式。
I have the opportunity in the past to attend a wedding, kind of a wedding.
对，就是天主教仪式。
In a Catholic form.
所以就很多的这些仪式。
There are a lot of rituals.
然后我们每隔一段时间就要那个跪椅就要让下来就要跪一下。
During the progress, there you have to fall down the bench to kneel.
啊，那可能就是当我是没有做，但是其他的很多当地的这里面的那个里面的聚会的人呢，他们就是这样子做。
I did not do that, but those who gather there, they would fall down the bench and kneel.
对，十分钟之后再跪一次。
About 10 minutes, and then later on.
然后之后再讲再跪一次。
They will speak, and then after that, they will kneel again.
很多的繁文缛节。
There, lot of rituals.
Okay. 另外一个我记得哈，就是在早年的时候，一位姊妹呢，老姊妹给我讲了一个小段的事情。
Early on, an elderly sister spoke to me.
她说，在他们那个年代呢，每一次擘饼聚会
，during their time, every breaking of the bread meeting，
他们说每一次擘饼聚会结束的时候呢，地上都是一滩一滩的水。
During that time after the meeting, there were puddles of water。
啊，他说这些都是弟兄姊妹的眼泪
，the tears of brothers and sisters。
所以，就那个姊妹简单跟我交通之后呢
，after the sister had laid it simply before me，
好像就给我一个眼光。
And give me that eyesight.
我说，在这个聚会里面，好像有一些东西是有主所爱慕的，主所要的一个属灵的实际在那里。
As if there is a spiritual reality that the Lord love and desire there.
也许那时候弟兄姊妹他们没有一个很好的聚会环境。
Maybe they do not have a very good meeting environment.
我根本猜想，有时候地上可能就是泥土的地。
Maybe just mud on the floor.
所以你那个眼泪滴下去就很明显了，就是。
So it's very easy to see the puddles everywhere.
但是我觉得我好像看见一个光景，就是在那边呢，有一批单纯爱慕神的人在那里纪念主。
But I see there is a condition there that brothers and sisters there they desire of the Lord very simply.
所以你跟那个很多繁文缛节各样的这些 program 在那边对比起来的时候，你知道主耶稣宁愿去那个简单的聚会。
So when you compare this to the elaborate form and rituals, the Lord would rather be with those who gather simply before Him.
那三位姐弟，也许他们对主的认识开始不是那么的成熟。
The three sisters and brother, maybe they're not very mature in the beginning.
所以马大在那边侍奉的时候，他就抱怨。
So Martha was murmuring when she was serving.
然后当拉撒路生病死了之后，那个玛利亚也不太高兴。
When Lazarus fell sick and died, Mary was not happy either.
哎，可是主耶稣知道他们一个要主的心。
But the Lord knows their heart is for Him.
所以他宁愿离开那个富丽堂皇的那个圣殿，那么多人的圣殿，就去一个三个人的家。
So he would rather leave that grand temple and come and he went to the house of the three.
所以玛利亚后来所以主耶稣觉得那边有一个属灵的实际在里面。
So the Lord Jesus felt there was a spiritual reality in that house.
而且那个属灵的实际还是增加的。
And it was added.
所以玛利亚本来是抱怨的服事。本来在服事当中抱怨。
Martha was complaining, murmuring when she was serving.
但是后来当主带领她的时候，你发现她在那边服侍就非常的安静。
But afterwards, when the Lord led her and she was serving there quietly,
玛利亚原本是一个能够听的人。
Mary was one who listened.
她坐在主的脚前。
She sat on the feet of Jesus.
哎，后来呢，她把她恐怕是一生的积蓄那个香膏呢，就砸破在主的面前。
And she later on broke apart that ointment before the Lord. It was her life saving.
然后那个拉撒路也许原来就可能跟我一样就糊里糊涂的一个弟兄。
And Lazarus maybe like me, I just don't know any. I'm not sure of anything.
每天坐在那边无所事事。
Just doing nothing.
但是后来呢，他同样是坐在那里呢，但是很多人信主。因为他死而复活。
And yet afterwards, he was just sitting there, but many came to the Lord because he was dead and he raised up again.
所以当主耶稣刚去的时候，他们已经有一些属灵的实际在里面。
Because when the Lord went there, they already have some spiritual reality.
然后一段时间过后，你发现那个属灵的实际更多的加添。
And after a while, you see that the spiritual reality has grown.
所以马大、玛利亚、拉萨路呢，对主更有更深的认识。
So Martha, Mary, and Lazarus have a deeper understanding of the Lord.
更深的爱慕与更多更坚固的见证。
And deeper love and stronger testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹，我希望就是好像有一个对比在那里。
So brothers and sisters, I hope there is kind of like a contrast.
Yeah. 有一个情况是很大、很宏伟的。
One is very grand.
但有一个是很小，但是里面不是空的。
One is very small, but yet it's not hollowed.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是主耶稣看我们的时候，他所用的眼光。
Brothers and sisters, this is how the Lord sees us.
我盼望弟兄姊妹，我们也开始用这样的眼光来看我们自己。
I hope we see ourselves in this meeting with such an eyesight.
我觉得这个仇敌的有一个工作很厉害。
The adversary has a very strong work.
那个叫做掏空。
It's like emptying out to make hollowed.
我不晓得为什么我想到这个比方哈，就是掏空这个比方。
I do not know how I thought about this example.
我们在台湾有很多的，我去上网查了一下。
In Taiwan, I kind of looked up the online.
那台湾有很多那个中小企业。
In Taiwan, there are kind of a lot of medium and small businesses.
所以很多人做老板。
Many are bosses.
对。然后他们做老板之后，也许那个公司后来有了股东之类的。
Maybe they have shareholders in the company.
所以他不是独裁的那种老板。
So they are not sole proprietor.
所以。他们但是有很多老板就开始想办法把那个公司把它掏空。
But the boss wants to kind of empty out the company.
也就是说，把公司的那个财务呢，通通搬到自己的口袋里面，这叫掏空。
They want to empty out all the money from the company into their own pockets. This is like emptying out.
然后我就看了一下，有初级班，有中级班，有高级班。
There are more elementary and secondary and tertiary advanced.
有各样程度的那个掏空的方法。
There are different degree of the emptying out.
然后我就看了初级班。
So I saw the very elementary.
初级班就是说你这公司在这边。
The beginner part is that the company is here.
然后再找一个亲朋好友再成立一个空壳公司。
And you ask your relatives or friends to establish an empty company.
然后这个公司是真正在做生意的。
One here is the one that's truly in business.
然后当有这个顾客来的时候呢，他们谈好生意了。
When the customers came and settled a business.
然后老板就请他说，请你们跟这个公司买。
Then the boss said, "Go buy from this other company."
然后这个公司呢，在卖给我原来的公司。
And this company will sell it to the original company.
所以中间他这个自己跟亲戚开的呢，就在中间就抽了很大的一手。
So the one that he, the company that he formed with his relatives will gain some money from that.
我今天不是要教大家掏空啊。
I'm not telling you to do that.
因为后来那个什么中级班、高级班，我根本都看不懂他们在干嘛。
The more intermediate and advanced, I couldn't understand what they're doing.
但我希望弟兄姊妹有个感觉哈。仇敌可以在一个过程当中把我们这些人掏空。
Brothers and sisters, I want you to see that the adversary can, in the process, empty us out.
我们看一下那个启示录。
We'll look at Revelation.
启示录第二章。
Chapter 2.
启示录第二章的第二到四节。
Revelation chapter 2 verses 2 through 4.
我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。那可能就先跳一下。二章的第二节到第四节是以弗所教会的一个情况。
This is the condition of the church in Ephesus.
就他表面有很多的劳苦不乏倦，还有忍耐。
And on the outside, they persevere and have endured and have not grown weary.
但是里面呢，却把起初的爱心离弃了。
But inwardly, they have left their first love.
我们再看一下第三章的第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，暗明你是活的，其实你是死的。
to the angel of the church in Sardis write, He who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this, I know your deeds, that you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead.
然后再请看三章十七十七节。
3:17。
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
Because you say I'm rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
刚才我只挑出来以弗所教会。
I've mentioned the church in Ephesus.
那个撒迪教会。
Sardis.
还有老底加教会
and Laodicea
那个以弗所教会早年的时候呢光景非常好
the church of, in Ephesus has a really good condition in the early part
保罗在那边去过
Paul has been there
他在那边引起一阵骚乱后来离开了
there was some chaos that he caused and he left
然后根据传说就是使徒约翰晚年的时候都是在以弗所教会服事
the apostle John had served in the church in Ephesus at his end of life
不管怎么样
later in life
以弗所教会早期的时候有一个属灵的实际
the church in Ephesus have a spiritual reality in the early days
所以主的启示呢向他们不是封住的是打开的
so the Lord opened up his revelation to them
所以主能够把一个很高的那个永远的旨意的启示呢给这个教会
and he gave that eternal purpose that revelation to this church
但 也许经过了三十年或四十年
maybe after 30-40 years
你会发现这个过程里面呢他们这个聚会呢里面慢慢被掏空了
during this process the years went by and this church had been emptied out
他们还是做好多很劳苦的事情
they still toiled and labor
然后外面也有很多忍耐
they have perseverance on the outside
但当主用他的眼光去看这个聚会的时候
but when the Lord looked at them with his eye
他好像透过这些表面的现象看到他们里面真实的光景
he sees through these outward things and see the true condition
他就责备他们说你们已经把起初的爱心离弃了
so he rebuked them and said you have left your first love
你这个事情是欠缺的
you lack of this thing
你这个事情没的话你这个表面这些东西恐怕都算不得什么。
If we do not have this, then all these outward things are worth us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是不是有时候也是这个样子呢
？Brothers and sisters, are we in such a state?
也许我们在某些时候，我们好像愿意爱主。
Maybe sometimes we want to love God.
我们真的愿意把自己的一生托给他。
We're willing to give him our entire life.
但曾几何时，经过一些的时间的变迁
，After some time，
我们那个起初的爱好像被。
It's like our first love have been emptied out.
我们还是可以聚会。
We still come together.
还是有个表面的行动。
We can have outward actions.
但是主一看的时候，他说你里面那个属灵的实际没了。
But when the Lord sees us, He sees that spiritual reality is gone.
弟兄姊妹，这个是仇敌很厉害的工作。
Brothers and sisters, the enemy deals very strong with us.
撒迪如果从教会历史来看的话，表明是一个教会的一个那个改教的一个运动。
In the history, the church in Sardis is like a reformation.
它是经过上千年教会的光景的死亡啊。
In a thousand years, the death of the church.
那在那个上千年情况里面，弟兄姊妹根本不能读到圣经。
It's like the dying of the church that brothers and sisters could not read the Bible.
然后堕落到一个地步，我们蒙赦免，不是跟
They fell to such a condition that when our sins are being taken away, it's not by faith.
对，我们乃是要，他们乃是要花钱才能够得赦免。
They have to spend money to get their sins cleansed.
结果主在这个历史当中点燃一个生命的火花。
In this part of history, the Lord light up a spark of fire.
在那个最黑暗的时候，你知道。盖了多少那个宏伟的教堂，今天都是最好的观光圣地。
During those times, they built very grand cathedrals and such. It's being toured like a tourist place now.
但那个其实里面内里面是黑暗跟死亡。
But in that, it's darkness and death.
但现在好不容易有一个生命的火花点燃起来了。
But there's a spark of life that is lit up.
啊，但是主说，你外面好像是活的，但是里面还是死。
But the Lord said that even on the outside you are alive, but you are dead.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要生命在我们里面是丰富的。
Brothers and sisters, we need the life to be in there to be full.
我们在主面前接受了主的生命。
We receive the life from God.
我们从黑暗死亡被点活起来。
We have been raised up from dead.
对，我们不可以只是外面好像是活，是活的，是基督徒，没错。
We cannot be just alive like Christian on outwardly.
但里面却是死气沉沉的。
But inside is just death.
好像对于主来讲是遥远，是摸不到的。
That to the Lord is untouchable. It's so far away.
那个老底家呢？他曾经，我相信他曾经真的很富足。
Laodicea, I believe that they were once very rich.
因为他们可能有很多属灵的产业。
They have a lot of spiritual inheritance.
曾经有过最明亮的看见。
They have a very clear seeing.
也许主的真理在他们身上都慢慢都恢复了。
The Lord's truth have already been recovered in them.
但是很可惜，当主一看他们的时候，他说你们其实很贫穷，是瞎眼。
But what a shame that the Lord, when He sees them, that they are poor and blind.
因为他们自己以为他们有了。
Because they regard themselves as having all these.
他们承受产业，他们知道了，他们以为有了。
They received inheritance. They know. They thought they had it already.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的很需要有主那样一个准确的眼光来看我们自己。
Brothers and sisters, we have to have that precise seeing, the accurate seeing from the Lord.
我现在举一些以前的我的一些的例子啊，或者我听到。
I'll mention some examples that I've heard.
我们对聚会呢，要有爱慕，要有预备。
To what meetings we have to have this love and this preparation.
我记得以前哈，有好几年的，我忘了几年的时间。
There are maybe a few years.
那时候还是学生。
I was still a student.
我每次礼拜天主日呢，早上起来。
Every morning on Sunday morning when I woke up.
对，我在九点左右我就跪在主的面前。
About nine, I knelt before the Lord.
然后我就为当天的聚会祷告。
I pray for the day's meeting.
我说今天那个波饼这个聚会，今天波饼聚会呢，求主与我们同在。
That the Lord will be with us during the breaking of the bread meeting.
今天是哪位弟兄那个讲信息
？Which brother is speaking today?
然后为那个弟兄祷告。
Pray for that brother.
然后为我们这些听的人祷告。
And pray for those who are listening.
然后之后九点。我那时候很快，10分钟就到聚会地方了。
I could get there in 10 minutes.
啊，所以9:15我就出发，9:25就到聚会地方。
9:15 I left, and then I was there at 9:25.
所以弟兄姊妹，我今天的意思不是叫大家照着学，我乃是说，有些时候我们对聚会哈，我们好像有些真实的东西要去抓住它。
I'm not saying that you have to learn accordingly, but we have to.Grab that true thing.
那有一个弟兄，我以前听过一个故事，是一个真的事情。一个弟兄呢，他是负责在聚会当中准备的人。
I've heard about this true story that this brother was preparing for the meeting.
所以他是排椅子的。
He was putting the chairs out.
当他排每一张椅子的时候呢，他就跟主祷告。
When he was putting the chairs out, each chair he was praying.
他说主啊，愿你祝福，等一下。坐在这个椅子上的弟兄或是姊妹
，Lord, may you bless the brother or sister who is going to be sitting on this chair.
也许让他在这个今天这个聚会里面得到你的祝福。
That you gain your blessing in this meeting.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们那个常见弟兄讲到说，那个撒加利亚就是施洗约翰的父亲。
Brother Chang has mentioned Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist.
他说恐怕有20-30年的时间呢，这个撒加利亚。每一次都在圣殿先预备好。
That 20-30 years, Zechariah was there preparing himself.
他等着那个抽签呢，抽到的话呢，他预备好了就马上可以进去圣殿烧香。
That if he were to draw the lot and he got it, and he could be already prepared and enter into the Holy of Holies.
但是从在那个施洗约翰诞生之前呢，他都没从来没有抽到过。
Before John the Baptist was born, Zechariah has never got the lot.
但是他每一次都。非常忠心的在主面前把他整个人预备好来到圣殿的面前。
But faithfully he has prepared himself before the Lord.
当那个时候到的时候呢，你知道主就给他一个何等大的祝福。
When the time came, the Lord blessed him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们对于聚会我们的感觉是什么呢
？Brothers and sisters, how do you feel toward the meeting?
是反正就来就是了嘛。
Or just come?
那个我记得以前碰到一个年长弟兄。
I met this elderly brother.
他就问说，哎，你们这个周六晚上有没有聚会？那时候没有聚会。
He asked, "Do you have meetings on Saturday?" At that time, we didn't have any.
我说周六没有啊，周六晚上没有，我们是礼拜五或是其他时间聚会。
I said, "No, we just meet on Fridays."
哦，他就有点惊讶，他说
，He was shocked.
你们周六竟然没有聚会。
That you do not have meetings on Saturday?
哦，他的意思是说，我们那边周六聚会呢，是借着聚会预备第二天要来到主的面前的。
Because where he was meeting, they used Saturday to prepare them, the meetings there to prepare to come before the Lord on Sunday.
哦，那时候才知道，哦，原来周六是可以聚会。
Then I realized that, oh, Saturday, we can meet on Saturday.
有一段时间哈，我那时候也都很年轻。
There was a period of time I was still very young.
每次周一的时候，礼拜一的时候。
Every Monday.
我就开始预备擘饼聚会。
I was preparing for the breaking of the bread meeting.
然后就在主面前想说，哎呀，这次擘饼聚会应该有什么诗歌呢？
This meeting, what songs, what hymns should be?
我怎么赞美祷告呢
？How should I praise and pray?
你们其实不需要这样，我现在没有这样子。
You do not need to do that. I don't do that now.
但是那个。我希望给弟兄们抓住一个属灵被聚会当中一个属灵的实质。
I hope you grasp that spiritual reality in the meeting.
就是我们不是空空的来的。
We do not come empty-handed.
我们乃是在主面前有一个预备好的心。
But we prepare our hearts.
好像来之前主已经给我的诗歌，也许充满了我。
And maybe before we got here, the Lord has already filled our hearts with the hymn.
我不一定要选这个诗歌。
Not necessary to pick that song.
但是那个诗歌也许已经先帮助我。
But the song has already helped me.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些是一些属灵的实际在那边，我们要去抓住。
That is spiritual reality that we have to grab hold of.
所以当我们来到主面前，讲到说，主实在是有浩大的恩典。
When we come before the Lord and say, Lord, you have such great grace.
我们看一下撒迦利亚书第四章。
Zechariah chapter 4。
撒迦利亚书第四章的第六跟七。
Verses 6 and 7。
撒迦利亚书第四章六跟七，我是只念中文哈。
I'll just read in Chinese。
他对我说：“这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的。”万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。大山啊，你算什么呢？在所罗巴伯面前你必成为平地，他必搬出一块石头安在殿顶上，人且大声欢呼说，愿恩惠恩惠归于这殿。OK， 这边有一个恩惠恩惠归于这个殿。
Grace, grace to it。
我 常常感觉，我为什么要举这个例子？
Why do I want to raise this example?
有时候我们碰到弟兄姊妹，想到哎呀，感谢主的恩典。
Sometimes we meet brothers and sisters, they say thank God for their grace.
不同的人讲的时候呢，听起来味道就不完全一样。
Different people, the way they say it, you listen to it is different.
我举个比方好了。
I'll give an example.
比如说有两位弟兄，他们是学生。
My two brothers are students.
然后他们考一个试呢，都拿到 A。
Both of them have an A on the exam。
但是在这个过程当中呢，一位弟兄就是，反正也没怎么祷告。
In the process, one did not pray。
然后就反正就自己努力用功也不错了。
One would work hard and just it's pretty good。
然后反正就去考了。
And he went to the exam。
但另外一个弟兄呢，他中间好像读起来蛮困难的。
Another brother having a tough time when he was studying for exam。
他好好来到主的面前说：“主啊，这个科目我很难 handle， 很难处理。
”He came to him and said, "Lord, I couldn't handle this."
我需要你的智慧。
I need your wisdom.
那我需要你给我时间体力，让我能够这样子度过。
I need time and strength from you.
所以当两个人都拿到 A。
When both got an A,
两个人都嘴巴都说，哎呀，真是主的恩典，给我这个成绩。
Both said, "Oh, it's the grace of God that I have this result."
但是你听前面那个弟兄讲感谢的时候呢，你就觉得里面，对不起，允许我这样，就感觉他讲的时候里面有点空。
The first brother, when you listen to him, forgive me saying this, but you listen and you sense the emptiness in there.
因为他拿到这个，他只是哦给。反倒拿到 A 是主的恩典，但他里面没有真正碰到主。
It's getting an A, it's like the grace of God, but yet he didn't touch God.
然后另外一个弟兄不一样，他经过一个 主的给他这个经历，给他恩典，给他智慧，他拿到 A 了。
But this other brother was different. He has experienced the Lord and he got into A.
你知道吗？他也付了他很大的努力，他不是没有努力。
And he put in his effort.
可是当他经过整件事情之后，他回头看。
But through the entire thing and he looked back.
他从心中的深处说。主啊，这个都是你的恩典。
From the depth of his heart, he said, "Lord, it's your grace."
如果不是你的话呢，我没有办法做。
If it's not you, I cannot have gone through this.
对，他不是没有做事，他也努力了。
Not that he didn't strive, he worked hard.
可是在他心的深处，他觉得都是主的恩典。
But from the depth of his heart, he can say, "This is the grace of God."
所以弟兄姊妹，这个叫属灵的实际。
Brothers and sisters, this is spiritual reality.
这样子感谢主，这样就对了。
This the thanking of the Lord, that is right.
所以这些人呢，他们看到圣殿那个石头。把盖起来了。
When these people see that the temple has been built,
这些人是什么人呢？
Who are these people?
他们是被掳归回的人。
Those who were in bondage and they came back.
我觉得被掳比这个荒凉还更困难。
To be in bondage is worse than desolation.
因为他们要从一个远方呢，根本是连根拔起，然后回到耶路撒冷。
They have to uproot themselves and return to Jerusalem.
当中经过仇敌的攻击。
And they've been through the attack of the adversary.
然后把原来一切通通放弃。
They gave up everything.
然后来到那个荒凉的耶路撒冷建这个圣殿。
And when they returned, Jerusalem was in desolation, and they were there building the temple.
弟兄姊妹，这些人真是付了很大的代价。
Brothers and sisters, these people have paid a price.
可是当他们看见圣殿盖起来之后。
When they saw the temple built up.
他们回头。看过去所经历的
they look back of all they have experienced,
他们就有一个呼喊说这个都是主的恩典
and they cried out grace to it
他们不是没有付代价
it's not that they have not paid the price
可是他们经过这说他们实在从心中深处感觉说如果不是主的恩典不可能成就这些
but after all these that they have experienced they said unless it's the grace of God we could not have done this
所以弟兄姊妹这样的赞美这样就对了
Such praise is right.
所以这个赞美里面就有属灵的实际。
And this praise has spiritual reality.
所以我们今天对主的这个，我现在要挑，就是我们对主的一个态度。
Our attitude towards the Lord.
对聚会的态度，我们要在聚会当中要遇见主。
That toward the attitude toward meeting, we have to meet the Lord in the meeting.
我们不是光来而已。
Just not just be here.
然后我们有个心愿说，主啊，我今天要在聚会当中要遇见你。
We have the desire that Lord, we want to meet you in the meeting.
我要听见你向我说话。
I want to hear you speaking to me.
我要你在这边得着我的心，得高举。
That here you will gain my heart, you will be lifted up.
那个，我早期，不晓得现在老了都老是都想到早年的事情。
Now that I'm getting older, I thought about days of younger times.
那时候很年轻哦，就我想那有一次我有个想法。
I had this thought.
我说如果我可以，我不是说我想讲道，我是说万一有机会我要讲道的话。
It's not that I want to speak, but I was thinking if there's an opportunity for me to speak.
我想要讲一个题目。
I want to speak of this topic.
那弟兄姊妹可能猜不到是什么。
Brothers and sisters probably couldn't guess what it is.
我那时候想讲的一个题目就是讲要告诉弟兄姊妹如何听到。
I was going to share. I wanted to tell people how do you listen to messages.
好，如何在聚会当中听主的信息。
How in meetings to listen to the message from the Lord.
可能那时候我看弟兄姊妹听到都太随便了。
Maybe at that time I see people are careless about the meeting.
听一听那个右耳进左耳出。
They just listen in and out they go.
所以什么叫做如何听到？我简单讲一下。
How do you listen to messages? I'll simply put it.
我们有个心呢，我要听见主向我说话。
We have a desire that the Lord would speak to us.
那我们来到当中，不是说好像。OK, 听到一个好听的就好，那不好听的那就算。
Not that we come and said, oh, this message is good, I'll listen. No, this is not, and I'm not going to listen.
所以有些弟兄们他们的感觉很好，他说主啊，你今天这个聚会，如果听不了这么多话，给我一句话也好。
Some brothers said, Lord, even if I can't get everything, just let me hear one word from you.
让这个话语存留在我心中，成为我真实的经历和帮助。
That this word will remain in me, that it will truly be my experience.
然后常常我。在下面，我心中默默祷告，希望主托住那个讲的弟兄。
Oftentimes I'll be down there and praying that the Lord would sustain the brother who's speaking.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们这样子的时候，你发现你不是只是来聚会，你发现里面有东西在你身上。
Brothers and sisters, when we do it this way, you realize that you're not just coming to a meeting. There is something in there.
然后主耶稣一看我们的时候呢
？When the Lord Jesus sees us.
同样可能大家都坐在这边。
Maybe we're all sitting here.
但他一看到我们内心的时候
，When he sees us in our heart.
他知道这些人在那里拖住聚会。
He knows that these people are sustaining.
他知道有一批人在这边耳朵是打开的。
The people and their ears are open to the Lord.
主就欢喜的来到我们当中向我们说话。
And the Lord is pleased to come to us amongst us to speak to us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们聚会我不提了，就我不看了。哥林多前书说，我们聚会呢，凡事都当造就人。
In 1 Corinthians, it speaks that when we get it together, it's for edification.
所以不要只想着自己。
Do not just think about yourself.
想着主的聚会，想着弟兄姊妹。
Think about the Lord's meeting, about brothers and sisters.
但愿弟兄姊妹借着这个聚会呢，好像成为他生命当中一个转捩点。
Through the meetings for brothers and sisters, it's like a changing point, turning point in their lives.
一个低沉的弟兄或姊妹能够被扶持起来。
One who is distressed can be lifted up.
一个好像在最终放不下的弟兄姊妹，他能够得释放。
One who is in bondage and sin can be set free.
其实弟兄姊妹，有时候我们你来参加聚会，带着单纯的心参加聚会，就是一个造就人。
Brothers and sisters, when you come with a simple heart to the meeting, you are already edifying the other.
那以前有个弟兄他生病。
One brother was sick.
软弱到一个地步呢，根本不能聚会。
To a point he could not go to the meeting.
那有一天呢，他感觉身体好一点。
When he felt one day he felt he was getting better.
所以他就在聚会当中勉强的坐进了聚会里面。
And he came in and sat down.
那听说那天的聚会其实蛮沉闷的。
That I've heard that it was kind of a very
蛮 low.
I'm low. It was very low that time.
但是那个生病的老弟兄。
But when the elderly brother was sick,
坐在当中，他有个感觉，他就开口祷告。
And he was there. He sat there and he had a feeling to pray.
他就简单的说，主啊，我感谢你。
And he simply said, Lord, I thank you.
那其他弟兄姊妹一听到那个老弟兄的声音，他们知道他生病很久。
When brothers and sisters heard his voice, they knew he was sick for a long time.
他一听到他简单的祷告。
His simple prayer.
他们说全场好像就活过来了。
The whole entire meeting came alive.
所以弟兄姊妹不要小看我们今天在这边坐在聚会当中。
Brothers and sisters, do not take it lightly that we are here at the meeting.
一个倾心爱主的人坐在聚会当中，就是在造就人。
One who is pure in heart, when you sit in the meeting, you are edifying the other.
就是在供应这个聚会。
You are supplying the meeting.
然后最后再举一个例子哈。
One more example.
马可福音十二章。
Mark chapter 12.
马可福音十二章四十一节
Verse 41
马可福音十二章四十一到四十四对不起我今天念中文
Chapter 12 verses, 1 through, verses 41 to 44 only in Chinese
耶稣对银库坐着看众人怎样投钱入库有好些财主往里投了若干的钱有一个穷寡妇来往里投了两个小钱就是一个大钱耶稣叫门徒来说我实在告诉你们这穷寡妇投入库里的比众人所投的更多因为他们都是自己有余拿出来投在里头但这寡妇是自己不足把她一切养生的都投上了我们以前可能都知道这个事情
We maybe we already knew the story
这次我看的时候呢，特别注意那个四十一节。
But this time when I read, I specifically look at verse 41.
他说，耶稣对银库坐着，看众人怎样投钱入库。
It says that Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and began observing how the people were putting money into the treasury.
所以弟兄姊妹，主耶稣好像在看着这批人呢，他们一个一个是怎么样的一个光景。
Brothers and sisters, as if the Lord was observing their condition.
那有的财主呢，真的投了很多钱。
Those who are wealthy, they put in a lot.
主耶稣觉得没什么痛痒。
It doesn't.
对哦，
That's nothing to that.
但是当他看到一个投两个很小两个小钱的那个寡妇的时候
，When he saw that poor widow who put in that two small copper coins,
他里面就被摸到。
He was touched from within.
他说。 他看到这个人的内心，看到他的真的光景。
He saw the true condition into the heart of the woman.
他知道这个寡妇来到主的面前呢，是把他一切都给主。
He knew that the widow came to the Lord and gave her all to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，当主在我们这边用他的锐利的眼光来观看他的儿女。
When the Lord sees us with his sharp eyes.
但一方面，我们主是蛮有怜悯、蛮有恩典。
On one hand, he's full of mercy and grace.
但他完完全全知道我们的光景。
But he truly know our condition.
我想，我今天只求主呢，把这样的眼光呢，再给多加给我们。
Today, I only ask that the Lord will give us more of this eye.
好像我们一看的时候。
That when we see.
啊，我们知道这边有。主在这里 有属灵的实际在这里。
That the Lord is in our midst, there is spiritual reality.
或是说，当我们一看的时候，哎呀，这边是空的。
Or when we see and we see it's empty.
主啊，我们需要回转来到你的面前。
That Lord, we need to return and come back to you.
啊，我想我今天讲了一些的好像实际的事情。
I speak some of practical stuff.
我的目的不是请弟兄姊妹机械性的照着去做。
My purpose is not for you to do it like a robot.
好像我回家之后，哎呀，我这个九点钟。赶快为聚会祷告。
9 o'clock, you know, I'll pray for the meeting.
然后来到这边，赶快为这个某某弟兄祷告。
I'll come here and I'll pray for this brother.
这样也不错啦。
It's good.
但我的意思不是这个不是机械性。
But this is not kind of in a robotic way.
那乃是说，当我们来到主面前，主啊，你让我的空的地方呢被你显明出来。
But it's when we come before the Lord and say, Lord, reveal that empty part of us.
你让我知道怎么样在借着聚会，或者借着读圣经，借着我的生活，能够真正摸着这个属灵的实际。
How through meeting together, through reading your word and in my life, that I would touch spiritual reality.
好叫我们的聚会呢，在主面前实在是有价值。
That our meeting will be of value before the Lord.
更好的就是，当然好的就是主在这边欢欢喜喜的。乐意的在我们当中。
That the Lord is well pleased to be amongst us.
我们有个祷告。
We'll pray.
主耶稣，我们在这边感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主啊，你实在是蛮有恩典。
Lord, indeed, you're full of grace.
主啊，我们这些人是学得很慢的。
Lord, we are very slow learners.
我们也是很迟钝。
We are so slow.
但是你给我们一个心。
But Lord, give us a heart.
我们愿意敞开在你的面前。
That we will open ourselves to you.
主啊，如果我们有一些不足的地方。
That we have the things that are not full.
如果我们正在被掏空。
That we are being emptied out.
或是我们已经一直都在这个空虚的光景。
Maybe we are in this state of void.
主啊，不要放手。
Lord, do not lose your hand.
主啊，你求你真的是向我们说话。
Do not loosen your hand and speak to us.
好叫我们在这个地上行走的时候。不是空虚的。
That when we walk on this earth, it's not just emptiness.
主啊，我们再次感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
啊，愿你主恩待我们。
That you'll be gracious to us.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.